Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out the things we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from founderscode.com, the website again, founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, the key word is peril, P-E-R-I-L. Why did I say that?
It is a book by Bob Woodward that has just been released, and this book, it has all kinds of things in it. It's got the matter of Pence conferring with former Vice President Dan Quayle on what he should do when it came to a situation with the elections and
the electoral college vote. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, you know, the biggest part of it, obviously, is General Milley.
Yeah.
And the two phone calls that he made to his counterpart in China. There's something that needs to be understood here. When a book like that is written, the script generally goes back to those that were included in the script for approval and for any kind of editing.
Mm-hmm.
So Milley clearly got a copy of the script that he would necessarily have approved,
mm-hmm,
or had done some kind of an edit to. So for Milley not to come out immediately after this whole thing broke yesterday and say this did not happen or the words were out of context or whatever tells you that it did happen, that he did make the two phone calls to his counterpart in the Chinese Communist Party,
mm-hmm,
which was what he said, that I've known you 5 years. This is General Li, Chinese Communist Party. I've known you for 5 years. If there's any action taken by the United States, any kind of offensive action, I will give you advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you I'll work diligently to make sure that nothing happens, meaning that Trump can't pull the trigger on nuclear weapons. Well, he couldn't do it anyway.
Right.
And the commander-in-chief does not have exclusive authority to pull the trigger on nuclear weapons. So, in fact, Milley doesn't have authority to pull the trigger on nuclear weapons. He has zero authority when it comes to that.
Right.
He is only a messenger. So now we have a situation here where Milley, with the phone calls that he had with not only Nancy Pelosi but with Chuck Schumer, and then asking for loyalty among the high-ranking staff at the Pentagon,
uh-huh.
is really what he was doing was creating in his own mind a junta.
Yeah.
And I would say that that is where he was interfering with the civil authority of over the military.
Right.
Now, the person to watch in all this actually is Senator Rubio, because Rubio on his committee in the Senate gets the same high classified
right.
briefings and reports that anybody else gets. He has that clearance. And after what he has seen leading up to certainly the exit out of Afghanistan, he wrote a letter and called for Biden to fire Milley.
Yep.
I'm fine with that, but truth of the matter is I do want Milley to be brought up on charges.
Uh-huh.
You know, under 10 U.S. Code 894, Article 94.
Yes.
Which is mutiny or sedition.
Correct.
And that is actually leads to, if that is, if they're found guilty, it leads to a punishment by death or
yep.
court-martial.
Yep.
I want the man court-martialed.
Yep. Yep. Ruin the guy for what he did because he's tried to take our country out. Definitely contrived against our president, created huge problems for the country, and he's got to come clean. He's got to come clean on this. Hold the thought. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website and check out the great articles that she writes, FoundersCode.com. And I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth has always been critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, I will tell you that you need to go over to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Take a look at the books she has over there. These are great, great, great for your children or your grandchildren. And if you're homeschooling your kids, this is a must. Now, their books come in English and Spanish, too. Again, the website, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, TuggyToPatriotPup.com. You won't be sorry. And Lauren will be in Tampa on the 23rd, the night of our event, over at the Grand Hyatt with Governor DeSantis. So if you want to meet her, she'll have a table there. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm just going to finish this discussion about Millie this way. For the record, Donald Trump said that he never even thought about attacking China, and China knows that. He said the people that fabricated this story are sick and demented, and the people who print it are just as bad. In fact, I'm the only president in decades who did not get the U.S. into a war, a well-known fact that is seldom, if ever, reported. True.
And, you know, the Republicans on the Senate side were actually saying that yesterday, that this guy, Trump, didn't want any conflicts with anybody. You know, with the failed, I mean, as much as he tried to neutralize Kim Jong-un in North Korea, he had every opportunity to, you know, take that system out, and he didn't. He had every opportunity to do the same thing with Iran, and he didn't. He had every opportunity to truly get involved and just bomb the crap out of what was going on in Syria, and he didn't. The only thing that he did was drop a MOAB in Afghanistan, which the target was an ISIS-K target site. That's all he did.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, Secretary,
At this point, I would be very happy to get rid of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I don't think they're all advisors.
Yeah.
They're all high-paid flag officer woke advisors. They have no other authority to do anything. Mm-hmm. Get rid of them.
Well, they also are very political because you have to be playing politics
hence
to get the position. Yep.
Hence the word woke.
Yep. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was getting grilled pretty good yesterday by senators on Capitol Hill, both Democrats and Republicans. And the topic of the day, of course, was the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we lost 13 of our American service members, men and women, and hundreds of Afghans were killed there as well.
And continue to be killed.
Yeah, that's true. And we don't. And again, this bit about Americans in Afghanistan, and Mitt Romney asked him this question. He said, has the Taliban abandoned their sympathy for Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani network, or has that relationship been severed? Well, Blinken spoke up and said, the relationship has not been severed, and it's a very open question as to whether their views and the relationship has changed.
The deputy director of the CIA, David Cohn, was giving a speech yesterday, and in this speech, he came out and said, there will be a resurgence of Al-Qaeda in a year's time.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
So it boils down to this. We had 2,500 troops. I did not agree with Trump on pulling those 2,500 troops out of Afghanistan. That's a well-known fact, and I'm just a burned-out tennis player, but that was my gut feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where 2,500 troops are stationed. And, in fact, deployments are what a lot of the troops want because they want that patch on their shoulder of a deployment.
Yep.
Now, having said that, the 2,500 troops in Afghanistan kept the peace. You know, it kept Afghanistan from becoming a terror state. Well, it's now officially a terror state, and nobody really speaks to that fact. But now we have taken a country that we had some control over, and it is now a de facto terror state.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody is really speaking to that fact that we have a new dynamic here that we caused. You know, we pay these people to get this stuff right, and they didn't get it right.
Yep. All right, we have a caller on the phone, and I'm going to see what the question is. Okay, is this Mel up there in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning,
What's your question for Denise, please?
In regards to the California gubernatorial recall race, what do you think that the Democrats have in store for our country now that they've mastered the art of election fraud with multiple election days, mail-in ballots that can be show the voters political persuasion, and having those ballots thrown away or just disregarded. Somebody goes to vote.
Right.
Oh no, you've already voted. Okay, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mel. Let's answer that. Okay, Denise, do you know any of that? Because I know what the five rules are in California that are illegal in every other state in the country, but they're legal in California.
Well, they made it such.
Yep.
So the other thing is, and this is the part that I think that we have to be prepared for, the packaging, the TV ads that were running in California on this recall were all the voters that voted for the recall, in other words, against Newsom, were Trump votes.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the playbook that they used for this entire time, and that's the playbook that they're going to use going into the midterms. Now, Gavin Newsom sold it. Biden goes out there yesterday or day before yesterday, whatever it was, time is fast.
Yep.
And he was saying that Larry Elder is a clone of Trump.
Yep.
So this is what we need to be prepared for. Now, if you don't think that the legislation going through Congress on H.R. 1 and H.R. 4 on redoing the voting system, essentially terminating the federalist system of government, isn't dangerous. We just saw it in play.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, the one thing that really stands out like a sore thumb is that California allows anyone to print out ballots on their home computer. And the first thing I thought about when I heard that was, well, how many can I print on my computer? You know, what if I print 100 or 200 or 300?
Well, they're supposed to have some kind of signature verification, too.
No, there isn't. You're wrong, because here it is. Listen to this. No signature verification is required on the mail-in ballots. And it's right there in black and white.
There were two voting districts where people went to vote in person when they got there for this recall. Mm-hmm. When they got there, they said, you have already voted.
Yeah.
And the polling people's, there was an argument of, whatever level, and the polling people said, we will give you a provisional ballot and we will have to check the signatures.
Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, because this is not going to go away anytime soon, I do not believe. Thanks very much and have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment, and then I'll give you these five rules that California allows that's illegal in the other states. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort. With about 67% of anticipated votes counted, no to the recall is leading 65-34%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. And Senator Josh Hawley has threatened to block all Defense and State Department civilian nominees from the White House unless the secretaries of those departments resign for their role in the U.S.'s chaotic exit from Afghanistan. The Missouri Republican told CNN that he would block all ambassadors as well unless Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin resign. On the Senate floor earlier Tuesday, he also called for the resignation of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Hawley said there must be accountability and a new start. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about them and where they're located after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And we'll let them do that right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the military and veterans news segment always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. They're on the other side of the bay. I'm over here. Now, the best part about it is I strongly suggest to people that want to learn about what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech to ask to take the tour. Now, call them at this number, 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And you can ask to take the tour at whichever one of the campuses is closest to you and easiest for you to get to. Now, when you get there,
you'll have an opportunity to talk to the students, also the instructors, and probably the financial people, too, because if you have not served in the military, obviously you're going to need a student loan. They'll be able to help you with that. That's number one. Number two, if you have served in the military and you're post 9/11 and you have not used your benefits, well, you're going to have your training all taken care of for you. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on whether or not you've used your educational benefits or not and how long you've been out of the service will determine how much money you'll actually get. But you got to ask to find out if you don't know, because most people don't know. And if you can't get your, if your military benefits have been used, let's say, then you can always get a student loan, and they'll help you with that. So there you go. So that's the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Well, the Pentagon is still defending the deadly drone strike in Kabul. A New York Times investigation with video analysis and interviews at the site has cast doubt on the U.S. military's account that they'd taken out a prime target, an ISIS-K subject, when in fact they probably took out a family of people that were trying to get to the airport just like anyone else, SIVs, to get out of Dodge. And now military members and families affected by surging housing costs in 56 areas around the country may soon be getting relief through a temporary hike in their basic allowance for housing, and that's way overdue. Also, up to half of the $14 trillion spent by the Pentagon since 9/11 went to for-profit defense contractors. Yep, for-profit defense contractors. And the military-industrial complex was right. Remember Ike? When he talked about the military-industrial complex years ago, he was right. Contractors hurt more than helped after September 11th, and the 1,700 acquisition military that joined the ranks of the DOD contractors, too. Bet you didn't know that one. I was going to discuss that with Colonel Kevin when he comes on, Colonel Wright when he comes on here in about 25 minutes, but I threw that out there now because of the story I've got in front of me from the Military Times website. Also, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has faced partisan criticism for the Taliban withdrawal in the first oversight hearing since all the U.S. troops left the country last month. He was in front of the House 2 days ago, in front of the Senate yesterday. Now, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, was supposed to be there. He did not show up. So they're going to subpoena him to get him there. We'll see what happens then. Now, concerned with a gap in the military's ability to detect low-flying hypersonic weapons, well, lawmakers want the Pentagon to deliver a progress report on efforts to fill it, particularly through commercial solutions, according to the House Armed Services markup of the fiscal 2022 defense policy bill. And again, we'll see where all that goes. Now, President Trump, former President Trump, has claimed, without providing evidence, that China and Russia were seizing helicopters abandoned by the U.S. military in Afghanistan and plundering their secrets. Well, I don't doubt that for a second. Why is it that anyone would act like as if they don't believe that? Of course the Chinese and the Iranians and anybody else that can get their hands on it want to find out what our aircraft is like, to see what they can do to counter it or clone it or use it for themselves, whatever the situation might be. We'll see where all that goes because they're not done yet. By the way, the Pentagon awarded Lockheed Martin $6.6 billion in a sustainment contract for F-35 fighter jets. The Pentagon's annual contracts worth up to $6.6 billion to support the operations and sustainment of the global F-35 fleet and its F-35 Joint Program Office announced that. Don't forget the Pentagon says all flights in Afghan with the evacuees into the United States have been halted for at least another 7 days because of measles. Yep, measles. A childhood disease has stopped the evacuation flights. And again, I don't know if you heard Blinken say this, but we're going to talk to the colonel about it. But there are literally thousands, perhaps as many as 10,000, SIV passport holders in Afghanistan waiting to come to the United States. Now, if you think for 1 second the Taliban are just going to let them out of the country just to go and have a nice little stroll in the United States or whatnot, you're wrong. You're mistaken. They are waiting for the opportunity for someone to turn their back the other way and then turn around and do their dastardly deeds and their payback. That's what they want to do. They're all about that, and they don't forget. These people are ruthless. They're just waiting for their opportunity when we look the other way to do whatever it is they're going to do, which won't be pretty. Now, again, I'm going to be talking more about General Milley in the next hour with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired Army, and ask him what he thinks about this. Because this is something, and I never thought I would say this in my lifetime. We have a general officer who went rogue, went over the top with what we're hearing here, if any of it is true. Calling China and not telling anybody you're doing that for openers? Not good. Not good. Especially when there was diplomatic relations going on the other side of the coin that he did not know about, that he could have really upset the apple cart big time. But anyway, we'll get into all that and more. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back when we come back. We'll get into his money talk, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, I'll tell you what, Moss Acura also is the home and home of office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and don't forget, it comes with Moss Care with pre-oil changes and tire rotations for life on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, they also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you some money that you didn't even know about. It's worth $500 to you if you mention it right off the bat when you walk in the door. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Boy, I'm doing fine, but wow, what a freaking circus we got going on between Blinken's testimony and then the book that came out yesterday, Peril, by Mr. Woodward and Mr. Costa, and they pointed the double-barrel shotgun right straight at General Mark Milley, and he is in big trouble right now.
Yeah, define trouble, trouble in the media, or is actual trouble where something's going to actually be done. Those are two different things, that are going to happen. I mean, we get, outrage in some of our circles, but, more often than not, nothing, there's no follow through with any of these things that happen. I read what is in the book, some of the excerpts, that have been put out in regards to this, and this is, again, this is against the law. As we go along, we drift further and further away from the United States Constitution and from the founding fathers and what they wanted for this place. This is exactly what authoritarianism is. This is, somebody deciding how they're going to, rule on their own. And we're seeing more and more of it. We're seeing it with all these mandates and executive orders and all these litany of things that are taking place. And now we've got it where we've got an active general basically usurping the foreign policy of the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He made two calls to China. If that's true, that's bad enough. Talk to his counterpart over there and assured him that nothing would happen with the nuclear weapons that we had, and he would let him know if they were to be attacked by us, he would let them know first so that they knew there were missiles coming their way. But at the very least, he's guilty of the Universal Code of Military Justice, Article Number 94. Which deals with sedition or mutiny?
Yeah. You're what you're doing is you're basically usurping, the President of the mm-hmm. United States. This is not the this has been done in a more subtle way in the past. You and I were talking about this off mic, Jimmy Carter,
yes.
And some of his adventures in North Korea.
Yep.
And a little bit more recently, John Kerry and Iran. And like I said, there's never any follow-through with any of this.
Well, we're going to find out because this came out yesterday in lieu of everything else. And there's some people that are saying this is a test now to see what happens, whether or not it goes any further. So I'll wait and see. I'll withhold my thoughts about what could happen until I see if what I think could happen happens.
Yeah. If Biden decides to stick with them, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, mm-hmm. Can anything really happen?
Well, if they can arrest him, the JAG Corps can arrest him based on what's in that book, and of course they got to prove it. But Milley, at the very least, has got to sit down and tell the country that he either, yes, he did this, or no, he didn't do it. I don't think he's going to tell anybody he did it, but he's going to say, no, it's not true, this, that, and the other. He's got to say something.
I would assume so, but I mean, do you honestly think that the military police are going to get involved in something like this? You think that they're going to actually do that?
They should, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to ask you about what some of the biggest banks seem to be doing right now all around the world. Now, big banks are now offering a peek at back to business plans. What's this all about? Is that the latest deal?
I'm sorry, what are they offering? I don't know.
Back to business plans. In other words, the ones that have been shut down because of the COVID pandemic in different places, or they've been working at a limited level, they're now offering their back to business plans where they, grant them a little money to get started and this, that, and the other and all that. This is a big deal right now, apparently, for some of the businesses out there.
I mean, it's great. They're going to free up some capital for some of these small businesses out there. I'm all for it. But again, a lot of them need it, but also, again, a lot of these businesses out there, having a very difficult time finding workers across the board. Yeah, I mean, even government jobs. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. I can't remember my, school bus drivers. Can't find them. Sam Item. My daughter's field hockey game starting at 6 o'clock at night because there's not enough drivers to take the kids to the various different games.
Areas are paying $20 an hour to start plus overtime.
Yeah, around here it's almost close to $30 an hour plus $3,000 signing bonuses. State of Massachusetts has actually activated their National Guard to have them driving school buses for kids.
Mm. By the way, Ted Cruz yesterday, he says he's going to filibuster any move by the Democrats to raise the debt limit.
That will definitely throw a monkey wrench into the Pelosi plans. But again, this has been done before, and again, a lot of it's just politics. Nothing really comes out of it, which is unfortunate. They should be spending their work right now trying to fight all of these tax hikes and various different spending increases that they're trying to push through.
Did you go out and get yourself a new iPhone 13, by the way?
I don't think they're available yet. I think they talked about it yesterday. I have the latest one, the 12 one, and quite honestly, the difference between the 12 and the 13, no reason to upgrade.
Well, yesterday they unveiled their brand new iPhone 13 and 13 mini, and this was with the 5G in it, and this is, I think, what you were talking about you might be getting.
Oh, no. I have the latest. I have the 12. And the 12 already has 5G in it too, the last version. The differences between the 12 and the 13 has a little bit to do with battery life. You know, it's not that much of a difference between the two where, I would consider actually upgrading and going from one to the other. These are expensive pieces of hardware. And, there's no doubt. I have my Otter case protecting mine in case of a drop, because these things are not cheap.
Do you have your official Apple Watch?
No, I never got into the watch thing. I just not my type of a watch. I don't need to be tracking the amount of steps that I have and all of this other stuff. Now, I think it tends to be overkill. Nor do I going to be like Dick Tracy talking into my watch, as of using it as a phone. Plus, the screen's just too small for me. I'm too old for that. I can't see it well enough.
Yeah. Now, finally, the U.S. Treasury suspended the changes to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, with their share agreements that they had. So I don't know if that will help or hinder.
I've got to look. I'm sorry, Matt. I got to look a little bit further into that. I'm not familiar with what they're doing with Fannie and Freddie at this point in time. But my long-term opinion when it comes to those things is that they need to be dismantled sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we talked about that before, and that's what you you said, and I don't disagree with you. All right. Well, you have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You've got it. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there. Check him out. See all the great things that he does to help out the people that he represents. Well,
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.